Greetings and welcome to Firm Foundation Inspiration Minute number 86. Trust you've been blessed with this series of weekly inspirational talks, something we began on January 26th of 2022. Our topic today is Mountain Moving Faith. We read in Matthew chapter 17, verse 19. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" So Jesus said to them, "Because of your unbelief. For assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." The situation was that a man brought his son to Jesus' disciples to pray for him and to deal with a demonic influence in his life. Unbelief is a major obstacle to doing the works of Jesus. Jesus did what the disciples were unable to do. He successfully ministered to the man's son. And when the disciples asked him, "Why could we not cast him out?" Jesus plainly stated, "Because of your unbelief." Now, how could the disciples operate in unbelief if they obviously believed in ministering to oppressed people? They tried to help the man's son, but were not successful. For Christ's followers, unbelief is not rejecting truth. It is not failing to believe the Bible or not believing in God. Unbelief is not even a lack of conviction about what God can do. Let me give an example. Consider an athlete who high jumps and who has leaped over 7 feet on many occasions. He believes that he can jump over 7 feet because he has done it many times. But what if the athlete stops practicing? What if he loses his discipline and joy of training? If he attempts to high jump 7 feet, but repeatedly fails to make that height, we have an example here of unbelief. Unbelief is an inability to do what needs to be done because one has fallen out of practice in the things of God. It is a lack of faith with corresponding action. As the Bible says, faith without works or corresponding actions is dead, being alone. So what is the solution to the problem of unbelief among believers or the inability to do the works of God? Well, Jesus plainly stated, "However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." The words "this kind" is not referring to a special kind of demon coming out of a slim body, but to this kind of faith and relationship with God that is developed through prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting does not move God towards us. It moves us toward God. Nothing in God needs to move or change, but everything in us needs to move or change. There's no magic about prayer and fasting. It is effective because prayer and fasting helps us clear obstacles to our faith through faith-filled actions. Fasting is more than not eating. It is a season of denying conveniences, choices, appetites, and desires for other things in order to place full emphasis on God. Whatever helps us focus on God helps us walk in faith, understand the Bible better, be more sensitive to the Spirit of God, and much more. This is like the high jumper who stays in shape and continues to practice, never taking past achievements for granted. Obviously, fasting is not eating, but it is also an overall focus on drawing closer to God by removing personal and environmental obstacles. Let me encourage you, develop your faith and eliminate your unbelief by strengthening your relationship with God through prayer and fasting. God bless, have a great day, and be encouraged.